Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, how does the five-factor model personality relate to the development of mental health disorders? So can personality traits predict mental health disorders or symptoms of mental health disorders? There's a lot of information available about this. And the short answer is yes, there is some connection, some association between personality traits and mental health symptoms. But there are also certain personality traits that don't seem to have hardly any association with mental health symptoms. So first, let's take a look at the five-factor model. I'll go over it briefly here. The five-factor model can be remembered by the acronym OCEAN, O-C-E-A-N. So you have openness to experience. So people that are open to experience are intellectually curious, adventurous, tend to experience emotions intensely, and tend to fantasize. Then we have conscientiousness. Individuals that are conscientious tend to be low on impulsivity and highly organized. Extroversion is the next one. Extroversion is related to positive emotions and being social. Agreeableness, the fourth trait. Agreeableness is associated with valuing cooperation over competition, being trusting, and being modest. And the last personality trait, neuroticism. And neuroticism, high neuroticism, is associated with unstable mood. So an individual who's high in neuroticism is more easily upset than somebody who's low on neuroticism. So how do these personality traits tie in with mental health symptoms or mental health disorders? Well, first, it's important to understand that we're going to see more mental health symptomology on the extremes of these personality traits. And this is more true for personality disorders than non-personality disorders, but it's really true across the board for mental health disorders. So individuals who are toward the middle of any of these personality traits would be less likely to have mental health symptoms. So I'm going to be looking at the extremes here. So let's start with openness to experience. At the high end of openness to experience, there's an association with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. There's also some association in research with schizotypal personality disorder. That's a little more controversial. And even with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, there is research that shows it's not associated. So there's mixed findings when it comes to openness to experience. At the low extreme of openness to experience, we sometimes see depressive symptoms. That's more associated with depressive symptoms. Then moving to conscientiousness. At the high end of conscientiousness, somebody who's at the extreme high of conscientiousness, we see an association with obsessive compulsive disorder. At the low levels, the extremely low levels of conscientiousness, we see an association with substance use disorders, antisocial personality disorder, and depressive disorders.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Moving to extroversion. At the extreme highs of extroversion, there's an association with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and we see certain attention-seeking behaviors at that extreme. At the low end of extroversion, we see depressive symptoms and anxiety symptoms. Next, we have agreeableness. Now, at the high end of agreeableness, there are some dependent traits, not necessarily dependent personality disorder, but just dependent traits. And at the low end of agreeableness, that's not really associated with really any mental health symptoms. Interestingly, agreeableness altogether as a personality trait has very low association at the high end or the low end with any mental health disorders or any mental health symptoms. This brings me to neuroticism. Now, neuroticism is a little different because neuroticism is the most strongly associated with mental health symptoms and mental health disorders. At the high end of neuroticism, we see an association with depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, and really almost all of the personality disorders. At the low end of neuroticism, we see more risk-taking behaviors. Now, it's worth noting, we also see more risk-taking behaviors at the high end of extroversion and the low end of conscientiousness. So of all the personality traits, agreeableness predicts mental health symptoms the worst, and neuroticism predicts mental health symptoms the best. Now, when talking about the five-factor model, specifically with personality disorders, there has been a lot of discussion over many years about not using the current definitions of personality disorders, but rather switching to the five-factor model as a way of categorizing the behaviors and the symptoms that we see associated with personality disorders. It's not really clear where this discussion is going. As I mentioned, it's been going on for a long time. But there are some advantages and disadvantages to moving away from the classic definition of personality disorders over to the five-factor model. In terms of disadvantages, the five-factor model, to use that to diagnose mental health disorders, would be extremely complex. One model that I was looking at had over 100 maladaptive traits that would have to be mapped for each individual. So that would be much more complex than the list of criteria we see, for example, with paranoid personality disorder or schizoid personality disorder. One of the advantages to this, however, with this increased complexity, would be that a diagnosis under the five-factor model would be individualized and precise. Another feature I like using the five-factor model over the personality disorder model is that it's much more positive. So the five-factor model personality, when those traits were assessed with an individual, yes, you'd certainly talk about some of the maladaptive traits, but you could also talk about some of the positive traits, some of the personality traits that are associated with productivity and longer life expectancy and better socializing and deep analytic thought. So we could talk about positivity and, of course, talk about some of the areas that need to be addressed in terms of maladaptive traits. Now, again, this is just a theory. The five-factor model being used for personality disorders could be something that never happens or it could be far in the future. But it's an interesting discussion. And whether or not that specifically happens, whether personality disorders are abandoned and the five-factor model is moved in, I think we can still learn a lot from the five-factor model. And there has been continued research to see how the five-factor model relates to mental health symptoms and mental health disorders. I think it's worthwhile this research continues.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis. Learn more at arslonga.media.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.